episode of Chrome Report. We're here to talk through GPT traffic, how to analyze it, how to diagnose where it's coming through on your website, and basically ways to build it up. So we're going to be talking a little bit of data, a little bit of try to make it fun here, but you know, we'll be talking some numbers and analytics dashboards, Google Search Console, and just different sources as to how to pull this information in and then analyze it to take the findings and increase your AI, LLM, GPT traffic. Essentially, we're going to start looking at Google Analytics, analyze our traffic sources as well as our landing pages. Then we're going to go over to Google Search Console, where we'll analyze the page traffic going to our particular page and then run a regex essential formula within Google Search Console so we get an understanding of the who, what, where, when, why questions that are essentially hitting your website. So to start, we're going to be using some data from a property that we own because we're not going to dive into necessarily like client data. But when you're in here in Google Analytics, you're going to want to jump into acquisition, go into traffic acquisition. From traffic acquisition, you're going to change your channel group down to source medium and then run a filter to GPT. From there, you'll get an analysis of the GPT traffic that's coming to your webpage. So you have here the different source medium of everything hitting from GPT. And then what we want to do is add a secondary position here within Google Analytics where we have the landing pages appear. From there, we're going to take the landing page itself. I'll pull it up on another tab. So we will jump in here. So you can see this is the beautiful piece of content that we have that essentially is driving some traffic from the LLMs, essentially ChatGPT. And we can look at different steps or reasons that this might actually be ranking as to ways that we could actually go and then improve it. But you can see through the form of the content and the information, you do have a table here, which is attractive to the LLMs and the engines themselves. We also have a lot of different data regarding different scenarios. We have the ability to enhance and add more frequently asked questions. But you know, the biggest question that we're getting or that we have to answer as a law firm marketing agency is, hey, how do you go about deciding how to optimize this page further? So we have that page there. And essentially, I am going to go into a Google Search Console and look at particular pages. So if I filter down to this particular page itself, then I can get all the information related to the impressions, the actual traffic that's now driving traffic into this site. So if I go here, you can see there's about 60 clicks, 7,200 impressions. Essentially, Google Search Console is always under reporting just for, you know, privacy. That's what Google tells us. But if we go here and we look at the actual queries, you could see and sort by impressions, which are the number of times it's quote unquote appearing in search, and then start to see the various searches that it is coming up for. So we have ChatGPT for legal marketing, can ChatGPT write legal blogs, ChatGPT for law firm content, AI and legal marketing. So I think you essentially get it. So you can see there's a lot of details here as to how traffic is landing at this page. You have questions like, can ChatGPT write legal blogs? You could also do a find and go who, what, and where and when, and see if there's any. So you have, what company does ChatGPT optimization for attorneys? The answer is exults.com. Then as well, you have another question like, what is Claude? Which is the next question here. So there's a lot of various questions that do appear, but essentially there's a way to get a bigger bucket of questions essentially that are coming through in your Google Search Console. And once again, that's going to that regex formula. So if I go here and I pull this in, I'm going to go back to Google Search Console. I'll add a query. I'll add a particular filter, custom regex, and drop this in. Double check my formula. Usually I have two screens, custom regex, matches. All right. Custom regex matches, apply. And essentially here, for this particular page, I'm getting all the questions that they are detecting. So I can come back in and essentially pepper in the content with these questions, and ideally we're going to be ranking higher. We're going to rank higher in LLMs. We're also going to rank higher in Google. But this is that compass to really show you what people are essentially searching to get to his various pages. This page in particular, it's Can ChatGPT Write Legal Blogs? Can ChatGPT Write Legal Blogs, written a little bit differently with a space for ChatGPT? Is ChatGPT good for personal injury lawyers? How to optimize website content for Gemini and Claude? So is Claude or ChatGPT better for lawyers? What company does ChatGPT optimization for attorneys? That's exults.com. But essentially, when you go through these different questions and phrases, you can then take that content and essentially reinterpret it onto your webpage and site itself so you can enhance the structural aspects of your content and ideally start to show up when consumers are searching various LLMs like ChatGPT, Claude, or Gemini, which is Google's version of the AI answers. If you have any questions, you can always reach me. I'm Zach Hoffman with Exults, and I'd like to thank you for listening and watching today. And once again, if you have any questions in particular about how to rank your law firm when it comes to LLMs or ChatGPT, definitely give me a call or give our team a call, and we'll be sure to provide you the direction and the answers to get to what you're looking for. Thank you.